If you're able to stand, I invite you to stand to read God's word. If you're able to stand, we invite you to stand. Just again, the same six verses. Genesis chapter 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him by the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And then the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and then the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had put into his hand. It came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer of the house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Thank you. You could have a seat. Just kind of a review from, I think, a couple weeks on a Sunday or Thursday night, we preached in Genesis chapter 39, verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man. We see the word that the prosperous man, he always looked ahead. We saw the importance, of forgetting what's behind us and pushing ahead. And then, in sense, with this month, we've been looking at his walk with the Lord. If you would look at verse two said, the Lord was with Joseph. And then look on down to verse three, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And then look on down to verse five says, and it came to pass in that time that he had made him oversee his house, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Then on down to verse 15, it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, and he left his garment with me, and that's not the one I wanted. We see here that Joseph had a walk with God. So this evening, I want to look at another thing. Look at verse 4 again. And Joseph found grace in sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. It came to pass that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, and then the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. One of the characteristics that we see in the life of Joseph, I think that he was diligent. I believe that whatever he did, he was diligent. Look at the word diligent dictionary. It means to be study and application to business, constant in effort or exertion to accomplish whatever is undertaken. We see here. I believe that he was studying application. That he was consistent. The first point tonight about this is I believe. Turn if you over to Psalm 139:18. I believe that point number one. We're all designed for a purpose. The missionary the other night kind of hit on this sum. Psalm 139, verse 18. Psalm 139, verse 18. We're all designed for a purpose. Psalm 139. And verse 18, let's back up to verse 16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than sand. When I wake, I'm still with thee. Now look over to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. We see that the Lord formed us. And then look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet to all nations. Then on over to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Galatians and Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 10. It says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus into good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them." You know, the first thing I want to say this evening is this. Brother Alex is hiding from me. Oh, you're in the back, Brother Alex. Come up here, Brother Alex. You shouldn't have sit in the back. Here's Brother Alex. I didn't even look. I'm not kidding. I do have new glasses, and they're just messing me up. It's rough. I'm whining. I know. Okay, here's Brother Alex. Okay, we know that before Alex was, God knew Alex. God formed him. God created him. And God had a plan and a purpose for his life. Okay, folks, we need to realize that God has a plan for our lives. I believe that when Miss Sullivan was born about 18 years ago, that God had a plan for her life. make batteries all the time. Okay, try it again. Okay, Proverbs chapter 13, I think verse 4 is where we was. It says, the soul of the sluggard desireth, and he hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Then on over to Proverbs 21:5, just marching through Proverbs here. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. Again, we see that the Lord will bless those that are diligent. Then on over to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man that diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Again, the Lord will bless those that are diligent. Then Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 23. Proverbs 27:23. But Alex, I'm gonna need you back up here. Proverbs 27:23. I'm sorry, but Alex, not really. 27:23 says this: Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. We see here that the Lord will bless those that are diligent. We saw a while ago that we would have a purpose. Now we go back to the life of Joseph. Wherever he was, he excelled. As a child, he shined above the other brothers. When he was sold for a slave, he excelled. When he was in the prison, he excelled. Wherever he was, he excelled. He didn't wait for good times to be diligent. He was diligent on the good days and the bad days, and times of feast, times of the famine. He was diligent. And my thought this evening is then, let's decide to find out what God's purpose and plan for our life is, and let's be diligent. There are times in Alex's life that he's going to have lots of money and might have a new car and hit all of these nice things. You know what? And he needs to be diligent about what God has for him at that time. But Brother Alex, and then after a while, things happen. His car gets repoed, and this happens. Pop your bubble. It falls apart. You know what? He needs to be diligent at that time as well. And then, up ahead, there'll be another time of mountaintop. Man, things are going great. Man, everybody loves him. He's a hero, and everything is great. He needs to be diligent. And then there'll be times when he's went from a hero to zero real quick. And he needs to be diligent as well as then. And folks, in our life, I contend tonight that let's find out what God's plan for our life is. And then let's be diligent. Let's not wait for the situation to be perfect to serve God and do what's right. In the good times and bad times, let's serve God. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you, Alex. And if you turn over, if you would, to 2 Peter. So our first thought tonight was that God's got a plan for our lives. The second thought tonight was what the Bible says about diligence. And then look over to 2 Peter. I think I want chapter 1. I didn't write that one down. 2 Peter chapter 1. Talk about life and godliness. 2 Peter should be chapter 1. I had to go back to my type notes and not my iPad mini. 2 Peter chapter 1. Talk about life in verse 3. Thank you. But blessed be the God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to the abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively light by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, who are kept by the power of God. In our lives, not only is God going to bless when we do right physically, we've seen in Proverbs, but look over 2 Peter chapter 3 now. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 through 14, just three short thoughts tonight. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 through 14, and then we're going to stop there at verse 14, and that's where we're going to get our text from tonight. 2 Peter 3, 11, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be? Well, ought you to be in a holy conversation and in godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be destroyed, and the elements shall melt away, with everything else that doesn't matter will be gone. Verse 13, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heaven and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, because we know what lies ahead, we believe and see that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. First of all, that you be found of him in peace. Look, Ephesians 2:14. A lot of scriptures tonight. Ephesians 2:14. Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And now Colossians 1:20, just over a book or so. Colossians 1:20. I'm not going to spend long on this point tonight. Colossians 1:20, be diligent when it comes to area of our salvation. Colossians 1:20, because our salvation is through Christ, we get peace through Christ. Colossians 1:20 says, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say thither that they be things in earth or things in heaven. I believe tonight that if you're here and you're lost, you need to be diligent to get saved. So be found of him in peace, to be saved. And then the second thing is found in verse 14 is without spot. But back to Second Peter 3:14. I'll start wearing my old glasses when I preach. 2 Peter 3:14. We see there in verse 14, it says be found in him in peace. If you know you're lost, then you need to get saved, to be diligent to get saved. And then the next thing is without spot. Turn back to Ephesians 5:27. Ephesians 5:27. Ephesians 5:27. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Then 1 Peter 1:14. 1 Peter 1:14. First Peter 1:14 says this: "As obedient children, fashion yourselves according to the form of lust in your ignorance." Number one, if you're here tonight and you know you're lost, you need to get saved. Number two, if you're here tonight and we're not living like we ought to live, I need to be diligent to make sure that I guard my life to get right. And then the last thing over there in 2 Peter 3:14 is to be blameless. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:4-8. I'm going to apply this tonight to our service toward God. 1 Corinthians 1:4. 1 Corinthians 1:4. And Alex, if you feel, make your way back up front since you're. But Alex, I'll tell you what. The next Thursday when we have a quiz and Bible class, you get a free 100. Huh? I spoil him, but he spoiled me too. So I would. That'd be all right, Alex. Would that make you mad? Hurt your feelings? Okay. For 1 Corinthians 1:4 says this: I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given unto you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as a testimony of Christ which confirmed me. Seeing then you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the, shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the last verse tonight, turn to Philippians 2. We're going to tie it all together. Philippians 2:14-16. Philippians 2, 14 through 16. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not only present only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For as God which worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure, do all things without murmuring and murmuring to dispute, and seek men to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, which is out with rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine in the lights of the world, holding fast the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, and I have not run in vain, nor labored in vain. In 1988 in North Carolina, there was a team of parachuters that decided to get together to make a special picture, and they called a guy that's a professional jumper and a photographer as well. The day of the jump, they all got on the plane, everybody was all ready. It came to jump. With everyone jumped, the photographer jumped first. The camera showed everything happened like it was supposed to happen, and then at one point you heard a scream, and then the camera began to tumble. The photographer was so excited about his mission, his trip, he failed to put on his parachute. When he went for his ripcord, he left it was gone, and it was too late. He died that day. He fell to his death that day. What a tragedy. He went to the point of no return, and then he found out there was no hope. The Bible teaches that the Lord is going to come again one day. We know he will come. We know one day we will die. We need to be diligent in the area of our salvation. If you're here tonight and you know you're lost, don't wait till you die to find out that to try to get saved. It's too late then. If you're here tonight and you're a Christian and your life, you're okay, you're not okay, you do this, you do that, and you serve God halfway, but yet you're not without spot, don't wait till the 11th hour to get right. Christ might come at the 10th hour. Folks, if you're here tonight in our service to God, let's find out, God, what's your plan and purpose for my life? Don't wait till things are just right. Don't wait till I'm a certain age. I have this, I have that. Don't wait. Decide tonight, Lord, I'll be diligent in what you want me to do. Not everyone is called to the mission field, but many are called, but not everybody's going. Not everyone is diligent in the calling that God has put before them. Many are called to go, or we're all called to go be a witness. Are we being diligent in the area of our witnessing? Those of us that are Sunday school teachers or bus drivers or we have this ministry or that ministry, are we faithful in the ministries which God has placed us? Are we diligent? Are we waiting for the perfect day to visit, the perfect day to teach? I mean, are we waiting for the perfect day? Or are we going to be diligent in what God has set before us? Next week is Missions Conference. Tonight, God might be calling someone here tonight to the mission field. Are you going to be diligent in that calling? Or are you going to wait till a certain age or this happens or that happens? Or are you going to say, Lord, I'll go? Next week, we're going to take up our faith promise cards. God's going to lay on our hearts what to give as a family. Are we diligent, number one, to seek the voice of God to see what to give? Now, are we being diligent to give what God says? Many areas we can mention this evening, but I think the Holy Spirit is going to speak to all of our hearts tonight and show us areas of our lives that we're not as diligent. Prayerfully, Alice will live to be 110 years old and healthy 110 years of age. But like us, he might not. If Alex or I or you wait till situations are good to serve God and be diligent, that might never happen. Joseph didn't wait till things were right. Joseph was diligent from the very early life. He stood out as a son. He stood out there, and his father trusted him to take the lunch to his brothers. He stood out for his brothers to be so envious of him. He stood out when he was sold for a slave and put in prison. Everywhere he went, he did right, and he was diligent. Tonight, let's examine our lives. What areas of our lives tonight have we failed to be diligent? If you're here tonight, you know you're lost. The thing to do is to get saved now. Not wait till the 11th hour. Christ might come at the 10th. If you're here tonight and you know your life's not right with God, don't wait till the 11th hour. Christ might come at the 10th. If you're here tonight and you have a ministry or God's calling you to do something, don't wait to do it when things are good. If he's called us, let's be diligent to surrender now and to serve diligently now. Thank you, Alex. Those verses in Proverbs, I believe that they apply to us at the workplace. We ought to be diligent. We should be good workers. A Christian should be the very best worker a company has. But I believe it also applies to our spiritual lives as well. God walked with Joseph. I mean, Joseph had a walk with God. Even people that was lost saw that God was with him. He was diligent in his Christian life. Tonight, are we diligent in our Christian life? Do others around us look at us and see, hey, he's got to walk with God? It takes diligence. Getting up, taking time for the Word of God each day, taking time to pray, taking time to listen to the voice of God. Are we diligent in what God's called us to do? Or are we like that photographer that jumped from the plane in 1988, and things are going good, we're having a great time, and man, everything is good, and we're happy, and it's all great, and we're gonna pull that cord here in a second, just at the right time. Then you reach for the cord, and it's not there. The time to decide to be diligent is now, not later. Father, Lord, we do love you, and we ask you to